Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, we'll be going through the free agency period still, some moves that's being made, some contract extensions, big ones. And then also, guys, we'll talk about LeBron and all that's going on in LA. And also, I had to get into this. RG3, I'm coming for you. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are in the midst of the summer. So, you know, a lot is happening off season as far as moves, some contract extensions and all those things. So we will get into it all. So a lot that's happening, a lot of moving and shaking, but of course your boy GD is all over it. So with that said, let us not delay any further. Let's get right into it. And what I'll do, guys, I'll do it as of July 2nd. Because I think that's where I left off as far as the free agency goes. So we'll cover that, and then we'll go through the dates and so forth. And also, like I said in the intro, LeBron James, there's a lot happening in LA, a lot of unsettling situations there. So we'll talk about that. And then, of course, clout seeking Robert Griffin III is back at it again, attacking Angel Reese. And boy, I got some smoke for him. So with that said, let's get into it. So as of July 2nd, guys, Frank Vogel, we all remember him, guys. He coached the LA Lakers, and they got the bubble chip with him at the helm as coach. He is now going to become the lead assistant coach under Jason Kidd. Mind you, he's still getting his money from Phoenix when they hired him and then gave him the axe. So he's getting his money every which way from Sunday. So Frank Vogel to be the lead assistant coach under Jason Kidd. So this is a great opportunity for Frank Vogel. He's a guy who's been around, whether it be Indiana, like I said, the Lakers, Phoenix Suns. Now he lands in Dallas in a prime situation there. So nice soft landing spot for Frank Vogel. So there you go. That's happened on July 2nd. July 3rd, speaking of Dallas, Dallas made it known that they would be only interested in LeBron James if he were to get bought out by the Lakers. In other words, they're saying, look, we're not going to give up pieces just to get LeBron James, who's on a one-year contract. We're not doing that. And that's the wise business move to do it that way. So kudos to Dallas management for coming to that realization. So, you know, the embattled Nico Harrison, you know, everybody likes to attack him, but it seems like he's been making the right moves since that debacle of the Luka trade. So this is the smart play. Of course, you have to see how everything transpires. Of course, Kyrie coming back from that knee injury. Cooper Flagg, who's playing in the summer league and doing nicely, by the way. And also Anthony Davis, who is getting the eye surgery in the offseason. So he'll be good to go. Should be good to go by training camp. So they're doing all the right things right now. So again, if they were to add LeBron, it would only be after he's bought out. which, well, I'll talk about LeBron in a little while. So there you go with that situation. And speaking of the Lakers do re-sign Jackson Hayes to a one-year deal. So Jackson Hayes is back in the fold for 1 year, guys. So now you have, as I reported, DeAndre Ayton, and you also have a Jackson Hayes there. So you got two centers there. And we'll see what happens with that. And then for Houston, they waived Jock Landale. So Jock Landale, remember, he came along with Dylan Brooks, along with Fred Van Fleet. They all came in that offseason there. Now he gets waived because now they have a bevy of centers over there. So he gets waived, and they're doing it before his contract becomes guaranteed. So they did it before July 7th. So this frees them of having Jock's money on the books. So that frees them up. So we'll see where Jock lands. I'll talk about that in a minute. And then on July 4th, fireworks in Orlando, guys. Mo Wagner, he resigns with the Magic, 1 year at $5 million. So remember, I had mentioned him as a possible guy who could go over to Indiana now that they lost Miles Turner. So you bring in a guy like Mo Wagner, who's a pretty good player, but that's not to be, guys. He stays in Orlando, and rightfully so, because you have the tandem of him, Wendell Carter Jr., who always seems to sustain an injury somewhere throughout the season. So having Mo Wagner there, of course, his brother is Franz Wagner. So the familiarity, that's the important thing, especially for up-and-coming Magic team. So he stays. Moving to July 5th, Memphis. Now, they signed Jock Landale. So he gets waived, and not even a couple of days, well, actually, a couple of days later, he lands with the Memphis Grizzlies. And in doing so, they trade Jay Huff, a center that they had. They trade him to Indiana for a second-round pick and then a second-round pick swap in the future. So Jay Huff, so he lands over in Indiana. Now, where he falls on the scale in terms of their centers go, we'll see. But Jay Huff going from Memphis to Indiana to play for the Pacers. So let us move on. July 6th, guys, the Houston Rockets. The Kevin Durant deal gets finalized, guys, and it involves a NBA record, 7 teams are involved, guys. Of course, you know, Houston and Phoenix are involved, obviously. Also incorporated in that, the Brooklyn Nets, the Golden State Warriors, the Atlanta Hawks, the LA Lakers, and the Minnesota Timberwolves, all tied into that deal. So the particulars you can read about online, but they're all tied into the KD deal. So nice going for Houston getting Kevin Durant with all the said and done. So there you go. And then for the Milwaukee Bucks, they signed Ryan Rollins, who actually played very well in the absence of Dame Lillard. So they signed a young kid to a 3-year deal, $12 million, not breaking the bank here. A solid player who fits in their rotation. So he's he'll be a part of that, guys. So Ryan Rollins staying with the Milwaukee Bucks. And then on the same day, the Denver Nuggets, they tell Giannis Balasunas that they expect him to be to fulfill his contract and to join them as far as joining the Denver Nuggets. So, guys, there was a big to-do about him possibly joining. A team from Greece reached out to him with a pretty lucrative deal about joining their team. And he was kind of listening to it, but Denver management said, you're under contract with us. So there's that. And then eventually, of course, the deal gets finalized. So Valanciunas camp made it known that he will honor his contract and he'll go to the Denver Nuggets as of now. So we'll keep a close eye on that situation. Let us continue. July 7th, you got a three-team deal that's went down, guys. The Miami Heat are receiving Norman Powell. Norman Powell, who played for the LA Clippers, he is now headed to Miami. And for the Clippers, they receive John Collins of the Utah Jazz. And then going to Utah, Kevin Love, Kyle Alexander. Oh, Kyle Anderson. Sorry about that. And a 2027 second round pick that belongs to the Clippers. So Norman Powell, who was coming on, guys, he had a fine season for them last year. A lot of people said he should have made the All-Star team. I was one of them. And I also thought he would be in the running for most improved player. That didn't come to fruition. But he had a fine season last season. Now he's headed to Miami. So Miami's getting a scoring machine in Powell, something that they need, especially losing the likes of a Duncan Robinson. And then also you lost Jimmy Butler back in the trade deadline in the past season. So you get some offensive punch in Norman Powell, who, and they definitely need that because, you know, you need some scoring outside of Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo. So he'll be a nice fit there. John Collins going to the Clippers. They did need some size, so they're getting some good size in John Collins. He could go back to his power forward position playing next to Ivica Zubac. So nice move there for the Clippers. And then Utah, I think they're just going to end up buying out Kevin Love. I think that's going to end up being the situation there. So we'll keep an eye on that. That's for sure. So that's your three-team deal, guys. Also, the Drew Holiday for Anthony Simons deal, that becomes official, guys. Only caveat is it's minus the two second-round picks that were heading to Boston. That's no longer the case, guys. So that's not happening as far as that deal goes. But so basically, it's a straight-up deal. Drew Holiday for Anthony Simons, pretty much, when all is said and done. So let us move on. Also that day, Kyle Lowry, he signs another one-year deal to remain with the Philadelphia 76ers. At this point, he's just riding it out, guys. Of course, he's a valued veteran for that team, but he's staying put with the Sixers. And then Orlando, they give contract extension to Paolo Banchero. So he gets the rookie max, guys, 5 years, $287 million. Good gracious. Yeah, so they break the bank for Paolo Banchero. He's already been an all-star, guys. He's one of the key cogs over there, the key pieces for them as they move towards the future. So Paolo Banchero getting huge money, guys, the rookie max. So kudos to Banchero and the Orlando Magic. Let us move to July 8th. July 8th, a trade goes down, guys. Kelly Olynyk, remember, he came over in the deal for Jordan Poole, him and C.J. McCollum. Now he's being moved on to the San Antonio Spurs. So he'll be headed to the Spurs, guy, Kelly Olynyk. And then for Washington, they're getting in his place Malachi Branham, forward for the Washington Wizards, along with Blake Wesley in a 2026 second round pick, guys. So Kelly Olynyk, another big there. You can always use that, especially you lost one of your bigs. He ended up going to, I want to say it was Sacramento. I have to check my notes, but yeah. Sandro, I believe, he was on the move, guys. And he ends up going to, Toronto, to the Toronto Raptors. So you needed a big in there. So you bring in Kelly Olynyk, a guy who can play the four, he can play the five. You could play him next to Wimby, you could play him next to Zach Collins, whoever. So it'll be a nice fit there for them. And then this is kind of big news, guys, under the radar, so to speak. The Denver Nuggets, from what they're told, Nikola Jokic and his camp, they're delaying contract extension talks until next summer. So it's basically, here's the deal. The Joker wants to see what Denver does. I mean, they did make some moves in the offseason there, bringing back Bruce Brown, trading for a young forward in Cam Johnson. So I think Jokic wants to see what the lay of the land, if you will, as far as the franchise goes. And then remember, too, they fired his favorite coach in Mike Malone. So I think he wants to take a wait-and-see approach as far as that goes. But I would keep a close eye on that situation, guys. I think this is something where this could be major, guys. So keep an eye on that. And then, July 9th, guys, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Here's what they do. They sign their, amongst their big three, they signed two of the three to, they signed all three to contract extensions. It's just on this day, they end up, hang on. Sorry about that, guys. So they end up signing Chet Holmgren, 5 years, and possibly reaching $250 million. And then Jalen Williams, 5-year deal, the rookie max, both rookie maxes pretty much. 5 years, $287 million. So between these two and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, remember he signed his deal, between the three, $822 million for the next 4 to 5 years. That's major loot, guys. Major loot. So, some people say, I heard Rob Parker say this on iCouple, you can't really tie that kind of money in with just three guys. I understand what he's talking about, especially with this salary cap. You don't want to hit the aprons and all that kind of stuff. So there you have that. So we'll see what's what with that. But hey, to the victor goes the spoils. So you want to sign your guys. You want to make sure everything's good in that regard. So definitely kudos to them for getting that done. So let us continue. The Phoenix Suns. They go and they give a contract extension to Devin Booker. Two-year extension at $145 million, guys. So we're talking almost $73 million a year, guys. Gracious. And begs the question, who's going to be the guy who ends up getting the $1 million a game contract, $82 million? We'll see. Could it be a guy like the Joker? Because remember, he's still talking about contract extension, you know, Denver is at least. So we'll see what happens there. But we could come to that sooner than later, guys. We'll see. So nonetheless, let us move on. The San Antonio Spurs, they give a one-year contract to Jordan McLaughlin, a guard. So 1 year, $3 million. So you take that, you know, you can't argue with that. So that's a fine deal in that regard for the young guard. Let us move on. July 10th, the New Orleans Pelicans, guys. Herb Jones, they commit to him, guys. A 3-year extension at $68 million, guys. So they're paying, they're rewarding Herb Williams with this contract. Not Herb Williams. Oh my gosh, I'm thinking of my Knicks. Herb Jones, a solid forward. He could play the 3, he could play the 4. They were even playing him at the 5 this year. So he's a guy, a two-way player. He's very good defender, guys. So they reward him with such. So kudos to Herb Williams for getting extension. All right, so with that said, a couple of more things, and then we'll talk about LeBron, and then the other thing I wanted to talk about. Cleveland. They give to President Colby Altman and his staff contract extensions that will extend 2000. Became president in 2022. So kudos to Colby Altman and that staff over there. And then Memphis, they're going to buy out Cole Anthony, guys. So Cole Anthony, who came over in that the Desmond Bane deal, now is going to get bought out. And with the buyout he gets, he could
he's looking to join the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's a nice landing spot for him, given that they release Damian Lillard. So this could be a nice spot for him. So, all right, guys. So with that said, that's done with that part. Let's talk about LeBron James. As we know, guys, LeBron James, he went and signed the contract extension. $52.6 million. We all know about that, right? But he went to Summer League, guys. And he, of course, he went to watch Bronny play. So he goes there. And I believe it was Dayton McMenamin, someone from ESPN wanted to talk him to talk on camera. He was like, "I ain't got nothing to talk about," basically. So, you know, he wanted to talk about the Lakers offseason. He wanted to talk about it. So it seems like it's a bit of animus, if you will. I was talking to a friend of the show about it, D, today. He's like, "Yeah, what can he say?" And he has a good point. I mean, what's done is done. Only thing I'll say is it's looking like this is probably the last go-around as far as LeBron being in L.A. I think this could be it for him. Now, you have folks that out there saying, since we, I believe I reported on it, the Lakers sold their franchise. Jeannie Buss sold the team. So, from what I heard, LeBron had no clue about the sale, but you know who knew about it? Luka Doncic did. So, it seems like if there's a changing of the guard, if you will, from LeBron's team to Luka's team. So with that said, will LeBron make it through his contract in LA? Will he play out the entire season with LA? A lot of rumblings, guys. I heard four possible destinations. I talked about Dallas, but Dallas made it clear, as I told you, they're not doing anything in terms of a trade. A buyout, they're all for that. But in terms of trade, that's not going to happen. So that narrows it down to three teams. New York Knicks, who I don't see it, to be honest with you. I don't see the Knicks. You know, this would be a typical Knick move if you had kind of the kind of GMs and front office folks we've had in the past. But with Leon Rose in there, it seems like he's making prudent moves here. So to make that deal, I don't see him doing that, to bring in a LeBron. And here's the thing that I don't think people realize. If you're trading for LeBron, I think in essence you're trading for Bronny as well. So bear that in mind. So would the Knicks want to be subject to that? I understand. I get it. Everybody's saying now, "Oh, Mike Brown is here. LeBron played for him in Cleveland. That was a different LeBron. And oh, by the way, that was a different Mike Brown." Far removed from the Mike Brown we know now, who's gone and sat under Steve Kerr, and he's assisted with him in getting championships over there. Also, you saw him with Sacramento and what he did over there. So that's a different Mike Brown and a different LeBron James. So to say that's a fait accompli, being that Mike Brown is the coach of the Knicks, now LeBron will be here, I don't see that. So I don't see the Knicks as a viable option. Which leaves us with two teams. The Golden State Warriors and the LA Clippers. Now, what would it take in terms of LA getting him? Would they do it for Kawhi? Maybe. Maybe you do it for Kawhi. I don't know. Does the Lakers want to deal with, as far as Kawhi goes, he'll still be in LA, which he'll like, but it's always the injury bug that you have to worry about with Kawhi. So do they want to deal with that? Don't know, be honest with you. And you probably have to add another piece as well. So maybe. But Golden State is intriguing. And somebody put together a trade possibility. LeBron and Bronny going to Golden State. And in exchange, you get Jonathan Kuminga and Jimmy Butler. I said, that's an interesting trade there. Mind you, you could play Kuminga at the power. You could play both of them at your forward positions, both of those guys. Kuminga at power, Jimmy Butler at small forward. You can do that. So that kind of works. But bringing in a LeBron and then also to a Bronny, where I don't believe they've re-signed Gary Payton II. Could he be that type to come in there and play behind Steph Curry, play behind Brandon Podemski? Possibly so. So, and looks like Bronny's game has improved. He's been in summer league and he's looking like, you know, his game is starting to grow. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, so that's your possibilities there. Will it happen? Who knows? But the LeBron situation this season is going to be very intriguing, guys. So, of course, you know, every media outlet's going to be keeping an eye on it. So, and if anything comes to fruition, of course, I'll let you know. So there's that. All right, guys. So that is it for that. And then there's one last thing. Robert Griffin III. This guy is unbelievable. He's relentless. So, Angel Reese, she's on the cover of, well, she's going to be on the cover of NBA 2K for the 2026 edition. So kudos to her. You know, she's been playing well. She's been balling out right now. So she's one of the recognizable faces in the WNBA. Last year, they had Asia Wilson on there. So this year, they're going with Angel Reese. So kudos to her for that. So you would think this would be a time of celebration. You think this would be a time of, you know, her receiving her flowers, you know, and all that comes with it. No, you get clout chasers like Robert Griffin III to come, and he retweets a racist photo that's mocking the cover of the NBA 2K with Angel Reese on it. For this guy, he's a low-level person. He barely has followers, but you, RJ3, with millions of followers, you're going to retreat. I can never say it, but you're going to retweet this crap? Really? That's what we're doing? So, along with that, here's what he said. I want to read what he said in terms of that go. And of course, he's been getting dragged through the coals. So here is what he said. All right, this has got to stop. There's no place for racism in this world. Whether you like a player or not, Angel Reese should never be called or depicted as the thing that was on that photo. I'm not even going to repeat it. I've been quiet on the Angel Reese front because she shared a video that aided in my wife, kids, and family and friends receiving death threats, threats of physical harm to my family and friends, and threats of sexual violence to my children on social media and beyond. So here we go, him playing the victim now. Now, this probably, I don't condone stuff like that, but maybe RG3, maybe, just maybe, this wouldn't have happened if you didn't start running your mouth about her. I'm just saying. So let's continue. That will never be okay with me. I never attacked her or her family when I stated and backed up with clear basketball evidence that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. It's sports. Everybody won't like each other. Here's the problem. You have made this assumption. Person from not in the situation, you've made this assumption and has declared it as fact. I'll continue. People in Angel's circle called me and told me I was right, and Angel has grown to hate Caitlin Clark because of the media always asking her about Caitlin and being constantly compared to her. Let me stop you there. Here's where you're lying. This is the same thing that, and I think I played it, if I'm not mistaken. Jemele Hill said those words there. Yes, I did play it on this show when I was talking about Caitlin Clark and the voting and all that stuff. Jemele Hill said this very same thing. You did not speak to somebody in their circle. You got this from Jemele Hill. You're lying. You're lying. So you need to cut it. So let me continue. Some people made it about race, but I never did and never will. Here we go. Because you don't see color, right? RG3, miss me with that. Instead of becoming the villain in any story, I decided to just not. With all that being said, Angel Reese or any man, black man or woman, should never be called or depicted as the thing, ever. Stop it. If you hate Angel Reese because she's black, you are the problem. If you hate Angel Reese because you're a Caitlin Clark fan, don't turn it racial. There's no space for racism in this world. All of a sudden you want to bring a kumbaya nature to the end of this. You're phony, you're weak, you're a sucker. You is a sucker, man. So there's that. So of course, you know, there's gonna be responses. Angel Reese says, she claps back. Lying on this app when everybody knows the first and last name of everybody in my circle for clout is nasty work. So again, I know it's a lie. He ain't talk to anybody in his circle. He don't have that kind of clout. He don't have it. So what are you even talking about? Again, you got that from Jemele Hill was asked about it, and that's what she mentioned. That's where you got it from. So you're lying. Let's continue. And then this is Angel Reese's mom. Man, stop the cap. My daughter's circle is so small and tight, so I'd be interested to know who called you. Whomever you say called you is not in her circle to speak on her feelings towards a media/fandom made up beef. Just stay on that side because the doors are closed over here. That's Angel Reese's mom having to check you. This is where we at, guys. This is where we at this point. So you're up here lying, talking all this nonsense, talking all this crap about Angel. So, guys, let me play for you. Because remember, when he first went this route, you heard from Ryan Clark and he had to check him. And then he eventually, because Stephen A. opened his mouth to the situation, Ryan Clark apologized. But, which I think he should apologize for it, because it turns out what he said was on the money. By the way, shout out to Rob Parker. You know, I talk about him all the time. I beef with his takes and stuff. But he was right all along back in 2012 when on ESPN, on the first take, he called RG3 a cornball brother. And it all stemmed from someone saying that he could become the best black quarterback ever. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't put the label black on there. So from there, Rob called him out. He paid a heavy price for it because his contract wasn't renewed with ESPN. Of course, he lands on his feet with Fox, and everything's good for him going down the road of his career. So shout out to Rob Parker for being the only guy to stand on business in 2012 about that moist, soft punk, Robert Griffin III. So shout out to Rob Parker. You had it right, my brother. So here is Ryan Clark on this latest nonsense with RG3.
RG3 seems to have this strange fascination with Angel Reese, or connection to the spotlight and attention that it brings, or who it brings those things from. I know now I don't get to speak on someone else's black experience or call something self-hate when I don't know how you truly connect to the community or the culture, or I can't assume that you see yourself in the thing that you push back against. But this one should have been easy. Angel Reese, this young, beautiful, talented, hardworking, successful black woman who is on an absolute tear in the WNBA, who has an opportunity now to unveil her own shoe, is depicted as a monkey in this graphic. A graphic I only saw on his page. So now his millions of followers can see this, and it should be easy to defend her against such deplorable hate and racism and bigotry and evil. But he couldn't do that. He had to make himself both the victim and the hero of this story. He had to mention that Angel Reese did something to him instead of acknowledging what he initially did to her. He had to be the champion again for Caitlin Clark, I guess, against the young, angry black woman by lying on her and her inner circle. So now Angel Reese, who should be in a celebration and trying to ignore the noise of all the evil and attacks that she feels every single day, has to come out along with her mother to shut down these lies and accusations from RG3. This should have been a situation where he comes out as human and says, we have to stop this. Because by his own admission, he says, if you don't support people that don't look like you, then you're a part of the problem. Let me be clear. If you never support people that look like you, you are also a part of the problem. God made us with the responsibility for inclusion and compassion and empathy and love for all people. We also have that same responsibility for our people. I know people were mad that I apologized for my initial statements, but I wanted to make sure people had clarity about what I was saying. But while we're on apologies, we all owe Rob Parker an apology, because though he was early, he was right about RG3.
So, hand clap to Ryan Clark. This time, don't apologize, brother. You was on point with that. So, I'll just end by saying this. Angel Reese says she has enough to deal with. Guys, I'm on the socials all the time and I see it. She has enough to deal with it. And heaven knows I go to bat to combat these. I call them panty waist mama boys. Moist, butter soft suckers that stuck in their grandma's basement with Cheeto dust on their hands. That's the kind of guys who get the Twitter fingers and talking about her. Guys who they couldn't step on a curb without having to catch their breath. That's how unathletic they are. The soft weasels I go against just to bring light to this young lady, because you got these fools out there already. And now to bring, and you already got idiots like Dave Portnoy, that moron. So now add to that this guy, Robert Griffin III, coming back around again on this nonsense. Like, you're really searching for that bag. Now, I know the kind of bag you're looking for. A sellout bag. That's what you're trying to get, a sellout bag. And it ain't going down like that. It ain't going down like that. You're a punk. You are a punk. What are you now, 30-something? You got to be past your mid-30s, approaching 40, going after a 23-year-old. You are weak, man. You are weak and need to be called out. And I'm doing it. Straight up. So that's all I'm going to say on that. I'm not giving him too much more bandwidth. But you're weak, man. You are weak. Trying to get that bag, but that bag ain't coming. It ain't going to come. I know you wanting it. It ain't going to come. It ain't going to come for you. When you do wrong like this, it don't come to you like that. So that's all I'm going to say with that. So, all right, guys. So I thank you for listening. As always, I had to get that off my chest, guys. It was just burning my soul that this was happening to this young lady because of idiots like RG3. So, all right, guys. Thank you for listening. All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you'll find all the shows, full episodes, clips, all the things. Guys, I'm on YouTube, LinkedIn. Also, guys, I'm on socials as far as Instagram, TikTok, some Facebook, some Blue Sky. And then also, guys, podcast platforms, I'm on all of them. Support this show, guys. Support this show. I have a donate page. Actually, I believe it's on the main page. All my donate buttons, PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee, Spotify Donate. Also, my Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Again, $GD, that sports dude. Guys, you see me rocking the Wu-Tang. They're on tour in the tri-state area, and I'm going to see the Wu. So I'll be ready. You know, I'll be in the place, so I'm ready. All right, guys. So I thank you for listening. As always, your listenership is so important to what we do here. I thought I'd do a little different background and all the things, but I thank you for listening, guys, as always. And we'll talk soon. Take care.